As the wide brown river passes through my hometown of Eugene, it flows by something out of the ordinary. Skinner City Farm Project is located adjacent to Skinner's Butte. The farm highlights the agricultural past of the neighborhood and provides a space for nonprofit organizations to have group plots for its members. Two groups with plots at the Skinner City Farm site work with the growing number of Latino families in the area. Sarah Cantrell founded Huerto de la Familia in 1999.
The basic idea is to give low-income Latino families the opportunity to have their own vegetable gardens and to learn how to grow vegetables organically. We provide the seeds and plants and materials, and we subsidize the plots. In talking to families about organic gardening, being right by the river gives a very tangible example of why it's important to do organic gardening because of the runoff. One thing I do see with families is a sense of pride and a sense of control and ownership over something that is truly theirs. People take very good care of their plots and, you know, usually stay in the same plots year after year. I've had a family comment to me that the only place they can count on their family being together is at the garden because of work schedules and school schedules and just the business of life. And the mother told me that being at the garden improved her communication with her children. To me, that is just as important as harvesting food to put on the table and saving money.
Siempre Amigos also has a plot at Skinner City Farm. They are a nonprofit organization that provides bilingual support, counseling, and education services for survivors, torture, and political violence from Central and South America. Eduardo Peña has worked with Siempre Amigos since he arrived here from El Salvador in 2001.
Que sí, los suelos de este valle del río, este Willamette, son bastante ricos en fertilizantes naturales. Aquí en Skinner's teníamos una parcela muy pequeña. La dividimos en varias partes. En una cultivamos maíz, maíz dulce. En otras parcelas cultivamos cebolla, cultivamos tomate.
The soil of this valley, this Willamette River, is naturally very fertile. Here at Skinner City Farm, our group has a small plot that we divide into various parts. In one part we grow corn, sweet corn. In other parcels we grow onions, tomatoes, hot peppers, and green peppers. We have developed friendships between the people that work in the garden, including members of other groups that have plots next to ours. This contributes to a higher quality environment, an atmosphere of community, because we are sharing something that we all enjoy and that benefits us all, such as the garden. In general, this is an experience that is worth the effort. I invite everyone to join us, because if you have the opportunity to cultivate, you will see how the tiny seed grows until it is a plant that produces a fruit. One could say that it is a spiritual type of experience, mental, spiritual, and material all combined. The garden gives back a similar type of satisfaction, a fulfillment for the spirit and the mind. And in the end, another important benefit is that, for a time, what we harvest replaces what we would buy in the supermarket. We harvest it and we bring it home, from the garden to the house.
Like Sarah, Eduardo spoke about how the garden had become a center for sharing and community. Mamfia Muller moved to Eugene from Guatemala 4.5 years ago. Working at Skinner City Farm reconnected him with his past.
Tuve la oportunidad de cultivar algunas cosas aquí en Skinner Park.
I had the opportunity to garden here at Skinner City Farm. This suited me very well because it helps me to remember many things that had left me more than 30 years ago. It's also good because it helps me to relax. The time passes pleasantly. As some say, it is more than anything like therapy. To be cultivating and working the earth. This is very beautiful. For me, it is beautiful because I miss the land where I was born. I really enjoy the experience.
Me gusta mucho.
After last year's harvest, the members of Siempre Amigos had more produce than they could use themselves and shared it with the other members. At one meeting, the garden participants arrived with a bag of corn for everyone. A garden is cultivated for food, but sometimes what it grows is community.